This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We did an interview a couple of years ago with a woman named Katrina Lake, who had founded the online personal styling service Stitch Fix. It was, at the time, geared entirely toward women and female clothing. So I asked the obvious question, what about, you know, me?
We hear a lot from Stitch Fix husbands who would love to have the service for men as well. At this point right now, we're really just focusing on scaling our women's business and growing our women's business.
Lo and behold, 2 years on, Stitch Fix Men is upon us. Mike Smith runs it. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
All right, so I'm going to stereotype here, and there will be those in the audience who disagree, but there is some grain of truth to this. And in fact, Katrina talked about it when we spoke a couple of years ago. Guys, a lot of guys, not all, but a lot of guys are good with big t-shirts and cargo shorts. How do you get them to sign up for your product?
Well, I think I'm a good story around that. And I was that guy with t-shirts and big cargo pants and I think lacked in style. And I've evolved my style in working at Stitch Fix. And I think when guys get exposed to great denim or a great new brand or a great new shirt, they really gain confidence in their style, and that's what we're trying to do at Stitch Fix is evolve a man's style and get them confident with what they're wearing every day.
All right, so don't take this the wrong way, but what are you wearing?
Today, I'm wearing one of our exclusive brand Hawker Rye shirts.
All right.
And I'm wearing some Mavi jeans, and 4 years ago, you wouldn't have found me in either of those pieces of clothing, so I'm excited to be wearing them.
All right, so now that I've gotten more personal than really either of us cares to get, let me take it back to where it needs to be, which is
sounds this. Good.
You used to be running Walmart.com, which is, without any disparagement towards Stitch Fix, quite the larger enterprise. What is it about this space that made you, as a combination tech guy and retailer and sort of an entrepreneur, what made this attractive?
I think it was the idea of being disruptive in retail and marrying the art of marrying the balance between art and science. I think at my old company, we talked a lot about data and we were really good at understanding transactions, things that would happen at the point of sale system, but we didn't understand the customer. And I was excited to serve a specific customer in a very personalized way.
Well, you know, so she brought this up actually when we spoke, Katrina did, and I guess it bears repeating. There's a huge element of big data and algorithms to how you do what you do. Run us through that.
Yeah, the way it works is that we have the algorithm that runs against the existing inventory after a client has filled out a style profile. But then we have a stylist, a human, that picks the last five things that go in a fix. And we believe strongly that the balance between that science that helps us kind of curate the inventory better and the human that picks the last five things is the way to serve that client. And the client cares a lot about the relationship with the stylist. They don't care as much about the relationship with the algorithm. And we're happy to have the stylist be the one that has the relationship with the client.
Should I choose to trade in my cargo shorts and my big t-shirts, which, full disclosure, I don't actually wear, but metaphorically speaking, should I choose to do that, how much is this going to cost me?
The average price point for men today on our platform is about $55 or $60 per item. I think the thing that we're most proud of and what we plan on doing and serving, just like we do in the women's business today, is a very wide range of price points and styles. And that's why we think it's going to be a very big business and one of the most exciting things you'll see in menswear in the next few years.
Brown suede shoes, blue Ben Sherman pants, and a purple crew neck sweater for me today.
Okay, Mike, sounds good. We'll get you signed up.
Mike Smith is the GM of Stitch Fix Men. Mike, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.